Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Joining us now is the OE UK's acting CEO, Mike Tholen. This is the trade body for the UK's offshore energy industries. So this is oil, gas and offshore wind. Mike, welcome to the programme. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, you are calling for careful long-term investment in homegrown oil and gas resources in Britain. I mean, what does that mean? We're going to drill in the North Sea?
It means that we're going to need to make the most of all our resources, both in wind and indeed, of course, oil and gas. We still have the resources to provide about half our oil and gas needs here in the UK. And given what's going on around the world, it makes a huge amount of sense. We can produce them cleanly, we can produce them quickly, and we're going to need them in the years to come.
Well, but how useful is that in the short term when we're facing into such a difficult winter ahead and massive challenges for the Prime Minister? We have this draft plan that Bloomberg is reporting from Liz Truss of £130 billion in support to freeze energy bills, money that will largely go to energy companies.
The investment in oil and gas is typically done by the oil and gas companies. And obviously it takes time to develop, but there's an ongoing programme. This year we'll be investing something like £4 billion in new oil and gas production in the UK. So it's an ongoing programme. We've seen gas production rates rise by 27% this year alone as we've come through COVID and we're getting back to our normal pace of activity.
Are you campaigning, are your members campaigning against a significant windfall tax, which is surely the only way that Liz Truss can pay for £130 billion of help to consumers over 2 years?
We already face a significant windfall tax, as I'm sure you're well aware. Tax rates in the industry are at a record high through the last 50 years. Our tax payments this year to the Exchequer will be something like £15 billion. I think the windfall tax is already having the effect it needs. And there's little extra tax capacity from UK production to add further to that sum.
Now, you want oil and gas to help fuel the transition to renewables, but how much more wind power should we commit to? We heard Boris Johnson there referencing the major increase in wind power that's already been put in place.
Sure. So we've seen wind power over the last decade really grow massively in capacity. We have something like 24 gigawatts of wind, both onshore and offshore, split between the two. And the ambitions of the British government are to see another 50 gigawatts of wind over this next decade. That's a massive growth, and one which my members, as others, are really leaning into, both to invest in, and also provide the technology, the resources to build all this in the North Sea.
Should that happen more quickly? That is effectively the message from the purely kind of renewable side of the industry. For example, the CEO of Renewable UK, that actually it should be far more concentrated, not on oil and gas, but on ramping up wind power faster.
I think the painful message back is we actually need both. There is no way we can actually manage this economy completely without oil and gas this time. The likes of Climate Change Committee recognise that oil and gas have a role to play when the wind doesn't blow. So yesterday, 48% of our electricity came from gas. I'd love that to have been lower, but that was the nature of what we were about because there wasn't the wind, there wasn't the nuclear to step in instead. So we need both. We of course need to work faster trying to deploy and develop new wind resources, but we really are pushing the boundary both technically and what our supply chains can do both in the UK and across Europe at the minute. Everyone's trying to develop wind facilities and we're looking to see how we can do it faster and quicker and indeed work with regulators so they make decisions quicker so we can get the planning done quicker and indeed see new wind facilities offshore.
Do you have faith or confidence in Liz Truss to lead a long-term investment strategy for energy in the UK?
I hope she can build firmly on the reputation of many years now. Governments have to recognise, not just in my own sector on gas, but also in wind, right across the energy mix, we need stable government, long-term energy policies. Any development in energy takes years. You can't simply move here and there. You've got to have a strong, stable focus on how we actually assure companies their investments will deliver returns they need to be able to develop new energy resources over time. So stability will be vital, both with this government and indeed many governments to come.
Liz Truss has been a minister in a number of portfolios for more than a decade. She's been a critic of solar farms in the countryside. She's been in favour of fracking and ditching green levies on energy bills. That isn't a strong message, surely, in favour of the energy transition that you're advocating.
I'd like to think that she can see beyond the immediate rhetoric here. It's a very simple case. My own industry, the oil gas industry, is committed to net zero. We have firm plans to keep reducing our own emissions and to keep providing the oil and gas in a cleaner way and have it used in a cleaner way. We've seen our own emissions fall in the last 3 years by 20%. So we are committed to delivering net zero. And that is just simply a baseline for what we're about. And I'm confident that the British government will continue with its strategy and with its energy strategy aligned to those net zero outcomes.
Okay, in terms of the immediate solution, there's a lot of talk about, you know, decoupling gas and electricity prices so that there can be better regulation and keeping a lid more on energy prices. How can the new UK government deliver that effectively?
I think it's a very challenging process to go through. I know they're looking very hard at that. They've been in contact at senior level with many of the companies that are active in the North Sea. But it is a case of literally rewiring the market to get us through this winter and perhaps the winter to come. And we wait for proper proposals. The government is only now coming in place. We know they've been talking to member companies, and we're really interested to hear what's going to come out probably Thursday from the government in terms of their ideas on how we can execute this. Reconstructing markets is not something you usually do very quickly, so this is really interesting to see.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.